It's the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX. My name is Bo Matthews, and a unique opportunity came about, and I want to introduce you to a longtime friend of mine, and he is definitely a St. Louis hustler, and I mean that in the best terms possible, because he has so many interests and has done so many things in the world. Jim Allen is his name, and we're actually in his secret lair on the hill. Just had a joyous sandwich. It was fantastic. And now we're ready to do this interview. Jim is actually a technology executive and keynote speaker from St. Louis. He is a proven leader, mentor, and servant to many, and just a brand new title with the company CarMac. What's the new title you got?
Chief Operations Officer.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you. Yeah. Very excited.
And welcome to KMOX. Want to give a shout out to the guy that gave you that promotion.
Absolutely. The board and the CEO, John Passione, and the founder, Richard Sheen. Just very excited to be a part of that. I've been here 6 years.
Yeah.
So it's an exciting opportunity for
And me. CarMac does what?
We do software for the heavy-duty trucking industry. Mm-hmm. So if you think about a truck dealership is similar to a car dealership, they have sales, they have parts and service and all that. So our software is a dealer management system for the entire operation.
Well, it's a pretty impressive deal. It's cool to have been over the years to follow you. By the way, I do want to mention the guitar playing that you heard was actually Jim playing, multi-talented. You've been a tattoo artist back years ago. Yeah. I've got a tattoo from you, and it's holding color really well. But you do a lot of things. You write music and all this stuff. And we're going to talk about what Jim does on, in addition to his job. He is a motivational speaker. He's also an actor with an upcoming movie this summer we'll tell you about. But you married a beautiful woman about how many years ago? 15?
17.
17. Whoa. Okay. And Dominica.
Dominica.
Is her name. And you actually have a story of how you wanted to play a love song. Because anybody that plays guitar wants to impress the one they love.
Absolutely.
Tell me that story.
So, when we were first dating, it was one of those romances that are right out of the movies. Like, we just fell in love quickly, and neither of us were really looking for that. And I knew very, very quickly that I wanted to marry her. And so I thought, I want to play a song for her. She was intrigued that I could play music and this and that.
So was I.
Right. So I thought, at the time, Hope Floats came out, and Garth Brooks wrote this song, To Make You Feel My Love. Well, he didn't write it. It's actually an older song.
But it's his hit.
It's his hit. And it was very, very popular on the radio at the time. And I thought, I'm going to get the music, learn how to play it, and I'm going to sing it for her. It's going to be very romantic. She'll have to say yes. Like, there's no question about it, right?
And you did this.
So I do this, and I play the song, and I did a pretty decent job, I think. And then it was a month or so later, we're riding around in my truck, and the song comes on the radio.
Yeah, I think it was me playing it.
It probably was. And she turns to me and says, "Oh my God, they're playing your song."
Garth stole your song.
She kind of thought that I wrote that special for her, which I was flattered. But in fairness to me, I did not try to misrepresent that in any way. I wasn't clear.
What a great story. Yeah, what a great story.
Good. And we've been super happy ever since. And I'll tell you this, that you hear the old saying that behind every successful man, there is a great woman, and it's absolutely stands true.
Oh, in my life too. Eric has done wonders for me. Matter of fact, I'm alive because of her, I truly believe. So let's talk about, we know what CarMac is. Let's talk about your motivational speaking, because I believe it's our job, as we are seeing younger generations come up, mm-hmm. to share our knowledge, because we've already made some mistakes that we could share and save them time. Tell me about some of your experiences with your speaking engagements that you've done in travel.
Yeah, so, of all the things I do, and I love my job, I love the company I work for, the acting is a ball. I really get a kick out of that. The most satisfying thing I can do is be a keynote speaker somewhere and really touch people and have them thinking in a different perspective.
Right.
And I kind of got my start talking to some college kids and different groups, and it's so rewarding afterwards to see them react to you and come up and shake your hand and in a line in front of you. It's remarkable. And a lot of what I talk about, and it depends on who I'm talking to, of course. A lot of times I go to businesses and I talk about how to build high performing teams and how really aligning what you do and defining your purpose as a way to serve others in your organization can really impact your bottom line. And then for the younger folks, it's around the same kind of thing. It's like, what is success like for you? What does that even mean? And people will say, oh, it's a new house, it's a new car. No, those are goals, right? What does success look like? And have you actually written it down? And do you can you execute? Do you have steps to do that? And no one ever writes down what success looks like, and it's different for everyone, right? So success is more of this sustainable feeling of feeling good about yourself and where you are. And you can do that with very little wealth, right? So talking through that and making that connection to serve others and helping others along the way is absolutely your purpose, and that defines your legacy as you continue to grow and evolve in your career.
And it comes down to happiness. Would you agree?
Absolutely.
And happiness in your life, happiness in your job, and you have a mission in this world.
Right. And so one of the questions I often ask is, does success make you happy, or does happiness make you successful? It is fun. I've had people approach me at airports and restaurants saying, Jim, I heard you speak. Wow, it really lifted me off my feet. And I get emails and cards, and it's just been the most rewarding, incredible thing that I've done.
Okay. Those are some great stories of people that you have affected. But have you ever been in a room where, whether it's a millennial or whether it's a company employee, and you see, okay, this guy is not even into this. Mm-hmm. What am I going to do to get that guy or that woman's attention and get them off their butt to understand you're offering knowledge that can help them?
Mm-hmm. Those are my favorite people. they really are. And, sometimes I take them aside. Sometimes I get their attention and I call them out and I talk about what's going on with them. And those people have not made that connection.
Right.
And, oftentimes we're so much about ourselves. We can be narcissistic and all the things. I want this. I want that. But we forget is how to get there is through helping other people and achieving great things through that. And that's really the key. And usually it's hard to really argue with success and results. So once they start seeing that and the winning, they want to join that team very quickly.
I follow Andy Frisella, the owner of Supplement Superstores in First Form, and he does an e-blast every day. And I got one this morning that actually said, talked about his father instilled in him that you need to make a list of your goals. Need to make a list. And he says, when do I do that? He goes, do it now. And then do that list. And I'm a list guy too. I use my notes feature on my phone all the time. Okay, this is what I want to get done. And it seems like when you have a list, you can check that off and check it off and move on. But it's about the attitude of going into it. Instead of slugging into work or slugging to, whatever you got to do, just starting with a different attitude is all of it.
You control your happiness, and there's so many people out there get lost along the way, and it's our job to kind of help each other. And I think that's the whole point of being here on this planet, right?
And some you can't help. Right. You know that.
They may have to find their happiness elsewhere, but usually you can connect with them in some way and help them. And that's my goal. And, as far as when I talk to businesses, it gets really interesting because they're looking for impact and bottom line because they want to pay you a bunch of money to come in and talk.
Right.
And they're usually interested in my message because it's different than what they hear. Everybody says, don't ever quit and do all these great things. And those are absolutely true. But really connecting to what you do for a living and how that serves other people and taking advantage of that and building on that can impact your bottom line more than just about anything. Having truly engaged teams that get it and want to win.
Well, Jim Allen is who we are speaking to right now. He's, can I say you're an entrepreneur? No, not even an entrepreneur. You're a COO of Carmack, actor, guitar player, former tattoo artist. for whatever reason, you gave that up. And do you write? Do you write e-blast to your people or anything like that? Do you have a newsletter?
I don't. I have a website, and I'm working on a book right now called Get Wired for Service, which is the mentality of being wired to serve others. So I'm about 3/4 of the way writing that, and like probably a lot of people that write books, you have this burst of energy, and you write a bunch of it, and then it sits for a couple of months. I'm kind of in that process.
I'm here to motivate you.
Yeah, exactly. And the motivational side is one thing, but to me, I like that it's more connectedness. I like the culture of connectedness and bringing people together, for a single purpose of helping each other out.
It's funny because when we went to Joya's for that sandwich, you said that's exactly why you like living on the Hill.
Yep.
The connectivity.
Absolutely. This community of the Hill in St. Louis is unlike any place I've lived. I have never felt more home anywhere than I do here. And it's because of the people, the community. There are so many organizations and clubs and things that they do to help each other out, whether it's helping people with their home repairs or feeding people or you name it. It's really an incredible place. And I mean, it's unlike any other community I've lived in. And I've been all over the city.
Jim Allen is his name. Where can we find you online? If companies are listening, go, I want to get this guy to come speak for me.
I would be happy to. My website is getwiredforservice.com, all one word. All my information is right out there. I'm, of course, on LinkedIn and Twitter. Jim Allen, you can find me searching carmack.com is the company website as well. And I'm pretty visible out there.
Well, before we end, tell me about your acting career and where this is going. Brad Pitt, look out.
He better look out. So, you know, I was challenged by some people who talk about acting, like, oh, your personality's really out there and you have all this energy. You should act. And I said, okay. So I got on a website and I found some auditions. And just as a kind of as a goof, I went and auditioned. And I had no idea what I was doing. I didn't have a headshot or bios. I didn't even know what that was.
Right.
And I showed up, faked my way through it, and they called me back. I got the part for this short film in a group called Five Star Pictures here in St. Louis. Had a ball, learned a lot. And I did two or three projects with them. Well, then I have the shot at this full-length horror, indie horror, art house film that's being filmed out of St. Louis, but they filmed all over the country in a couple of different states, and they were looking for the villain kind of guy, and they reached out to me and auditioned, and
you're perfect for that.
We did it, and you know, it was an experience unlike no other. So this is a full-length thing. It's supposed to come out this summer. I don't want to give away too much because it's kind of under wraps.
Okay, so we can't give the title out or anything.
Well, I can. It's called The Man in Room 6.
Okay, are you the man?
I am not the man.
Okay.
I'm a bad guy, Bo. Not a good guy in the movie.
For a lot of people, you are the man. And what are you, 6'6", 6'7"?
I'm 6'5".
Yeah, you're pretty empowering, pretty towering kind of guy. And I really do appreciate the time that we spent here on KMOX. Please share this podcast with anybody that needs motivation, anybody that is, you know, creative like Jim. If you think, oh, I've got ADHD, I think I've got it. I've never been diagnosed, but that's how I keep interested in so many things. So Country Boy Can't Survive is going to be our outro music. Jim is going to be playing it. Jim, thank you again. From the hill in the secret lair of Jim Allen's house here, thank you very much for the time here on KMOX.
You bet, brother.
Of course, if you don't have the podcast, go to KMOX.com or download the radio.com app. It's the voice of St. Louis, KMOX. My name is Bo Matthews. And again, a very special thank you to Jeff Allen, new COO of CarMack, and just an interesting guy. He's kind of like an onion, not a pretty onion like Carol, but he's like an onion too. Guitar player, tattoo artist, actor, just so much there and very encouraging. But his motivational speaking, I've actually seen video of him doing motivational speaking. So if you've ever, you know, have a need for something like that, certainly look him up. And again, you can share this podcast or you can download it, share it by going to the radio.com app. If you don't have that app, it's free to download to your phone, and I'm sure he would love to hear from you. Now, another thing that I've been doing, you know, me being kind of the new person on the block here at KMOX, is Bo on the Go. Now, it,